Welcome back, everybody. From me, Tim Cable, to the Real Madrid podcast. After a weekend which saw a derby victory keep Zidane's team top of La Liga, and the man they had to thank for it, well, who else? Karim Benzema. And this is the moment they described the winning goal. Well, that was it. Karim Benzema's only goal of the game. It was his 19th goal of the season in all the games that he's played. And it keeps Madrid, as we said, top in La Liga. And the respite is minimal. Wednesday evening is Sociedad in the Copa del Rey. More on that in a few minutes. Well, there weren't really many firsts left for Karim Benzema to achieve, but Saturday's goal was his first against Atletico, scored at the Bernabeu. And the 24 hours or so after the victory, plenty of positive headlines, of course, across all of the medias. And Zidane's halftime tactical change has been heralded as the masterstroke of a coaching genius. And what about his views in particular? But he said yesterday, I had to make changes at halftime. I took off Cruz and Isco. It could have been any other two. It wasn't the player's fault. It was mine. And yes, those changes changed the game in our favour. Vinicius and Mendy did a great job, but so too did Lucas and Carvajal. Again, he reiterated the point about the success of this team and what it is down to. He says everybody defending as well as we attack is the key reason. We were very good defensively. This is the foundation upon which our run has been built. And there was just a quick message for those whose enthusiasm is just running ahead of themselves at the moment with the celebrations. He reminded everybody, we've won nothing yet but the Super Cup. Varane was talking as well in the last few hours. He heaped even more praise on Mendy. He said the physical strength that this guy has is incredible. The general views from around the media now is that there's really no way back for Marcelo. Mendy is the number one choice. Zidane will still give Marcelo games, but in the big games, Mendy is now the number one. Elsewhere in the news, Raheem Sterling's injury picked up for Manchester City against Spurs gets plenty of column inches, with questions asked about whether he's going to be fit and ready for the February 26th trip of cities to the Bernabeu in the first leg of that Champions League knockout tie. And obviously the media eye has been firmly fixed over in Paris after the further demise in the relationship between Mbappe and Thomas Tuchel after their touchline confrontation this weekend. According to some, a meeting with Tuchel, Mbappe and Leonardo has taken place. The air of tranquility that uneasily existed is now very much a thing of the past. Mbappe, it said, does not understand why, if he is the big star of the club, he isn't playing for 90 minutes in every game. Madrid and Liverpool, of course, watching closely, and so too most of the others. So when Mbappe celebrates Real Madrid's victory over Atletico on social media, didn't take long for that to be picked up. The player attached likes to photographs put up by Benzema, Ramos and Vinicius. Now, relationships between Mino Raiola and Florentino Perez are beginning to blossom, it says, as the club ponders the exit of Luka Modric and potentially Toni Kroos, with Raiola pushing for Pogba to arrive in the summer. Another of his clients seeking a move, Marco Verratti, who is in his eighth season now since signing for PSG from Pescara. Neither will come cheap, though, with United still holding out for this 160 million for Paul Pogba. Elsewhere on Monday, further praise for Real Madrid and the squad following on from Saturday's derby victory, with Zidane being singled out. He overtook Jose Mourinho's record of matches won. Zidane's now won 129 games as Real Madrid's coach. Only Vicente del Bosque and Miguel Muñoz Also a landmark day for Sergio Ramos, who equaled Fernando Hierro's all-time La Liga appearance record of 439. That moves him just behind Santillia Casillas, Sanchez and Raul. His record, remember, stands at 550 La Liga appearances. It was actually Ramos's 42nd derby appearance, which also put him on a par with Manolo Sanchez and Kento as the most derby appearances of any Real Madrid player ever. David Beckham and his Inter Miami club are said to be trying to persuade Marcelo's representatives that his future lies in MLS. The player, though, reluctant to leave Europe, Italy and France, his preferred destinations should he leave Real Madrid this summer. Now let's take a look at Wednesday evening's opponents in the Copa del Rey. Real Sociedad currently sitting in 8th place in La Liga. Away record is only average. They've beaten Mallorca, Espanyol, Celta Vigo, Granada and Osasuna in La Liga. And remember, Madrid beat them 3-1 at Bernabeu back in November. It's the 151st meeting between the two clubs. 84 wins for Madrid, 37 draws, 29 losses. They have won in the Bernabeu as recently is January of 2019, winning 2-0. William Jose and Ruben Pardo with the goals on that day. Prior to that, only one other victory this century in Madrid. It was a memorable one too, though. 4-1. Raymond Denewicks was the coach back then. Couple of goals for Prieto. Oscar De Paula was another goal scorer. Darko Kovacevic, remember him. Figo was the only goal scorer for Carlos Quiroz's team on that day. Sociedad were beaten by Leganés this weekend by 2-1 after a run of 3 straight victories. Defensively, they can be frail. 34 goals against so far this season is the worst defense, down to Real Betis in 12th place in La Liga. But 37 goals scored. Only Villarreal, Barcelona and Madrid have actually scored more goals. William Jose, who was the subject of interest from Tottenham, remember, is the top scorer with 8 goals this season, but Mikel on 7 and Porto on 6 just behind him. Porto, the leading assist provider as well by some distance with 7. He's one, certainly, if he plays, to keep an eye on. And that concludes this Monday wrap. I will be back with the weekend review on Friday. Until then, do enjoy the cup game against Sociedad on Wednesday. And don't forget, you can catch up with all the previous episodes of this podcast via the website at www.realmadridpodcast.com, or you can listen on Apple, iTunes, Google, Stitcher as well. Until Friday then, from me, Tim Capel. Bye-bye for now.